Chapter 3. Chapter 4. They had come to the surface too quickly. That night, Martin felt terrible. He had a really bad headache and was dizzy, so he went to bed early. That night, he dreamt he was diving above an old ship. Suddenly, hundreds of skeleton hands grabbed him and pulled him down deeper and deeper and deeper. He woke up shaking and didn't sleep again that night. He didn't hear from Ian again for over a week. Martin was pleased because he was still angry with his friend. Ian had become greedy, and that had nearly cost him his life. Diving was meant to be fun. It was Tuesday morning when the phone rang, and Martin heard Ian's voice. "Hi, Martin. How are you feeling?" he asked. "I'm okay now, but I was really sick for a few days after our dive. We came to the surface too quickly," Martin replied. "Yes, I was really sick too," said Ian. "I had a terrible headache after that dive. You need to be more careful, Martin. I don't mind saving your life, but I don't want to do it too often." Martin heard his friend's laughter at the other end of the phone. He was angry and wanted to shout at him, and then put the phone down. He didn't. After all, Ian was his best friend. Ian could be difficult sometimes, but it was good to have a friend like him. Ian stopped Martin from growing old. Most people of his age were happy with a comfortable armchair and the television. Not many retired men were trapped 45 metres under the sea and had to fight for survival. "I don't think I want to dive into any more old shipwrecks," said Martin. "I hope that's not what you plan to do." There was more laughter at the other end of the phone. "No," replied Ian. "It was a waste of time." Anything valuable had disappeared from that wreck a long time ago. "Good," said Martin. "I was worried..." Ian interrupted him. "I've got a much better idea," he said. "We can still find historic shipwrecks under the North Sea, but they don't have to be as old as the White Star." "Aren't all historic shipwrecks really old?" Martin asked. He was confused. "They don't have to be," said Ian. "Look, have you ever heard of HMS Courage?" "No," replied Martin. "Look it up on the internet. I think you will find it interesting. Ring me back later." "Can't you just tell me?" asked Martin. "Have a look," Ian replied, and hung up. Why didn't he just tell me? Martin asked himself as he sat down in front of his computer. His friend always liked to play games like this. Martin put the name into his computer and waited. He knew that the letters HMS stood for His or Her Majesty's Ship, and were used for the names of ships in the British Royal Navy. He had never heard of HMS Courage. He learnt that HMS Courage was a small British warship from the Second World War. In 1942, it was sailing a few miles off the coast when an enemy submarine fired a torpedo. The warship sank. 143 members of the crew escaped, but 56 men died. "Oh no," thought Martin. "He can't be thinking of going there. Ships that sank in the war are official war graves. Anybody who takes objects from them gets into a lot of trouble." Martin didn't ring his friend. At about 11 o'clock, when he was getting ready for bed, the phone rang. "Hi, it's Ian." "Well, what do you think?" "The answer is no," said Martin, and put the phone down.